Blog Talk Radio.
Design show for another fabulous episode for your life enhancement. I am your host for the next 30 minutes, Kathy Holloway Hill, and I'm very, very pleased to spend this time with you today. Now, I want to make just a few quick announcements, and then we're going to move right into our show content topic because we have a very, very important topic this evening, and we're getting ready to switch into a very critical theme that is very pressing for me, and I want to make sure that we really get this kicked off in grand style. I want to make sure everyone is aware of the upcoming workshop that's going to be occurring this Saturday, the 14th, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hill Harper is going to be our keynote guest speaker. He is an actor and best-selling author, and he is the starring role on CSI New York. And our Youth Empowerment Workshop is going to be absolutely phenomenal. We're going to have empowerment activities, breakout sessions, breakfast. It's just going to be a wonderful event. So please go to my website, www.chollowayhill.com, and click on the media tab, and there should be information there for you to sign up. So we encourage everyone to come out. It's going to be a wonderful event. We're going to empower some youth, and we're going to also have a breakout session for the parents and the adults. So, moving on, we are moving into a season here on the Living by Design show when I'm getting ready to tackle a very big topic, a very critical topic that is very, very near and dear to my heart because it affects children, and not only does it affect children, but it can remain inside that child and affect who they become as adults. So we want to kick off this next few weeks with this topic that we're going to tackle, and it's childhood sexual abuse and how it can affect you as an adult. And we're going to talk about not only the childhood sexual abuse side of it, but also the recovery side of it and how to get through it, how to transform your life and not allow it to stop you dead in your tracks. So this evening with us, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Isabel Patton. She is with the Y&A Intervention. She has a wealth of knowledge in transformational consulting, and our discussion this evening is going to focus totally on the area that she's very, very, very well versed in, the childhood sexual abuse and how to attack it head on. There's a lot of shame and stigma associated with this problem, and I want to bring it to the forefront. And I want to make sure that everyone out there who has had to deal with this or who is still dealing with this, that it's okay. And the numbers that are, the way this is occurring, is the rate is so rapid, and it occurs at such an alarming frequency that I couldn't even get accurate stats on how much it's happening because the numbers are changing so rapidly that it was difficult to nail it down. So they're just constantly rising. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest, Isabella, on the line so we can talk about this very important topic. Good evening, Isabella. How are you doing today?
Good evening. How are you? Pretty good today.
Excellent, excellent. I'm so happy that you've decided to join us on our show to talk about this very, very critical topic about childhood sexual abuse and how we can get beyond the shame and the stigma and some of the methods and tips and tools that adults can do to move beyond the issues that they're facing because of it.
Right. I do agree with you on that. It is a very touchy topic. Not a lot of people would like to touch base on that. But if there is a recovery, and it's a long recovery, but we're here to help.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Isabella, I was able to find one stat that said among girls who have sex prior to the age of 13, about 25% of those young girls who have sex before the age of 13, it's non-voluntary.
Right, I do agree with you. Unfortunately, the statistics are constantly rising, and it's a pretty sad situation.
And there are also young boys who are in similar situations. This is not just totally reserved for young girls. Young boys also go through the same situation. And when you think about it, it's probably harder for young boys because as boys grow into men, they tend to keep their issues and their problems inside. They try to sweep them under the rug. They don't want to face it and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just allow the dysfunction to take over once they become adults, and it can affect their lives in so many ways. They could become an abuser themselves, or it could totally destroy their intimacy and their relationships with others and you know, affect the fact that they can't get married or have a healthy, functional relationship. So Isabel, let's just talk about the actual situation itself. When you are a child, what are some of the manifestations of how this whole thing starts with a child, within a child? Let's talk about that first.
Unfortunately, when it happens to a child, it's usually someone they trust or know. It could be a close family member or a family friend. And unfortunately, they are told to keep things quiet. If not, they could be in trouble. They could tell them things that they put into their heads. And it's really a developmental disability eventually from there on onto life. So we want to correct that now and let everyone know out there that, you know, family or not, no family, we can't help and, you know, things like this cannot continue.
Yeah, you mentioned that it's typically someone they know, a family member, a family friend, and yes, I do believe that because they have to gain that trust within the child so that the child will comply and not tell someone else what's going on. So for parents out there who are listening, what are some of the signs that they can look for within their child that could be a red flag for them to say, hey, something's going on, my child is not behaving correctly, he or she is not acting right, I think I need to do a little bit of more closer investigation to see what's going on? What are some of the signs to look for?
Well, that is correct, Kathy. You know, some of the signs, they could be withdrawn. Sometimes they have a loss of appetite. Or when there is a fear of anxiety, sometimes they have anxieties when that victim is close by to the person who are victimizing them. So they want to look for signs as to being withdrawn, loss of appetite. There have been cases as well where kids have often gotten into trouble with other siblings, trying to make their point across. And it's really, it could be signs of post-traumatic stress, anxiety. It's a dysfunctional, it's a dysfunctional feeling inside because they don't know how to deal with it. And it's more difficult to communicate with someone and tell them what's going on.
Now, how young does it typically start? Because I know some parents may be listening thinking, well, my child is you know, 3 or 4, so, you know, I doubt if it's going to be likely that they would be the victim of that. But I don't know. I couldn't find any stats on how young it typically happens. So what's the youngest that you have ever experienced it happening with a child?
I had read files where it was the youngest as 5 years old. And unfortunately, They grow up to think that eventually this is normal in life when it's really not. Being sexually abused is not normal. of course, for anyone who's listening, we all know that being sexually abused, the signs are there, but some people tend to ignore them, or some people do not know how to deal with them. And unfortunately, from what I have read and seen with my own eyes and experience, children can be abused as early as 5 years old.
Yeah, that's so sad. That's so sad. Now, it's very important that we as caregivers, parents, aunts, uncles, everyone who has access to a child in your family or if you're mentoring young children, it's all of our responsibility to be aware of these signs. So if you see any of the signs that Isabel just mentioned, please bring it to the parents' attention or the guardian's attention of that child so that you can investigate and see what's going on. Now, Isabel, let's talk about the adult manifestations. Once the child grows up, and they continue on their life and they try to, you know, be a functioning adult, what are some of the behaviors, patterns, and situations that could manifest themselves within adults as a result of childhood sexual abuse? And the adult may not even know why they're acting out or why they're doing what they're doing, but it could be the result of hidden issues, dysfunctions that haven't been resolved from that situation, meaning that if an adult has a problem with sexuality or they have a problem with sexual perversion or sexual promiscuity or things like that, talk about some of the things that could happen within adults as a result of the childhood sexual abuse.
Oh, for the adult, it is quite difficult for them. Unfortunately, they would need to see a therapist to speak things out, especially for a male. It's very hard for them to talk about things such as these past abuse they had experienced. Sometimes it is very difficult to even date someone when it comes to having to hold their hand with their mate. It is very difficult to even continue on with life as to functioning correctly. Their sexual behavior could be erratic. It could be one moment they're fine and then the next moment they're crying. One moment they could be crying or the next moment they could be on the floor hysterical. So these things they need to look out for as to seeking professional help, seeking counseling. And I strongly advise counseling for the males. For females, it's more, I would say, As the Bible will bring out, women are more of the weaker vessel. So I would say that women tend to bring out their feelings more, and they express their feelings. So when it comes to dealing with things of the past, again, professional help would be a big help for them.
Now let me ask you this, Isabel. What if an adult has suppressed memories? What if they don't really know that, or they don't really realize that this sexual abuse occurred, and they don't, even though they are acting out or they may have some depression or anxiety or some promiscuity or some of these behaviors, their memories are suppressed, so they don't really know how to bring the pieces together. And as you know, males tend to not seek out therapy and not try to, you know, uncover what's really going on. So what are some of the tips and suggestions that you could tell those individuals who they know something's not quite right, but they don't know how to pinpoint it, and they're just very reluctant to go see a therapist? How can they cope with that?
A lot of the times they will not see a therapist because they don't see the signs themselves, as you said before. Unfortunately, when they start experiencing things that are not normal in their lives, that's when they would need to speak to somebody. They eventually need to get this out of their system. For a male, it would be harder, but unfortunately, if they could bring out to someone they feel very comfortable with, a male, another male friend or a buddy or a best friend, somebody in their sports team that they could speak to, that would be good as well. They don't need to, if they don't feel they need to seek out professional help, there's always life coaching as well. Life coaching is a big help, and they do bring out methods of steps to help them reach their goals to success and be a lot more happier, just as well as a professional help as to seeking a therapist.
Yes. Now, I know I mentioned a few signs and symptoms in adults. What are some of the other things that you see in your adults as you do your counseling and consulting for adult male or adult survivors, not just male, but female too, but adult survivors, more so male, I would say, because they are usually reluctant to seek therapy for their situation. But what are some of the behaviors that you see in adults that typically is a red flag for you that, you know, this is totally related to their abuse as a child?
They become very evasive with answering questions that a professional person may be asking them. Being evasive to certain questions, they may not know the answer or may not remember their past. And having to talk about their past plays a big history and a big part as to seeking their goals in life, as to getting past this red tape that they're stuck in. Once you get past that, you're able to succeed better in life. So it's a matter of having them to talk about their past. Even if it's bits and pieces, it will be considered as a puzzle. Puzzles can always be put together, just like missing information in their lives.
Now, do you see a lot of dysfunction, sexual dysfunction, promiscuity, a porn addiction, perversion, exhibitionists, just all these types of you know, dysfunctional type of sexual situations. Do you see that a lot in mainly more males than females?
I have worked in a facility with males at one point, and yes, they do have in the past very addictive with pornography, very addictive with having to speak a lot about molestation with children. They speak a lot about body parts, and they're very explicit sometimes. It's a sexual behavior that needs to be rearranged, you might say. They cannot consider the fourth physical normal. A lot of them consider that, and it's really quite sad because they don't understand that all of that is abnormal.
Yeah, that's true. And I know a lot of it, as I stated, and, you know, we're talking about the males right now. I'm going to talk about the females in a second, but for the men, this can really affect their probability of having a successful relationship, an intimate relationship with a wife or a significant other or all of these things. So, and I'm saying this to say that listeners who may see some of these strange signs in your husband or your significant other, this could be what it's contributed to. If you're noticing that your husband is looking at internet porn, or if he's masturbating, and this show is going to be very graphic going forward, so I want to make sure everyone is comfortable with the discussion. But if you're noticing your husband would prefer to watch porn on the internet and masturbate rather than being with you intimately, this is a red flag that he could possibly have suffered abuse as a child. So instead of reprimanding him and giving him ultimatums, try to understand. And that's why I'm very, very passionate about bringing this topic to the forefront, because there's so much information that is unknown because of the stigma and the shame, and they don't want to talk about it. So please keep that in mind. Now, let's talk about post-traumatic stress disorder just quickly here, because I know that's another situation or repercussion that could happen as a result of the childhood sexual abuse once you become an adult. How does post-traumatic stress disorder affect adults?
It does affect them eventually. It could be, they could be living a normal life at one point, going to work, going to school, and nobody knows what other symptoms are. However, unfortunately, they do have reoccurrence of re-experiencing a drama that could be a flashback, and they don't even know it. It could happen at the spur of the moment. It could happen while they're sleeping. They have bad dreams. Nightmares will come about, and reliving of a bad trauma they had went through in their past. Also, we can consider signs that they avoid certain places. They have a phobia of places, people, even experiencing certain things that we consider okay. It's okay to go through this, but to them, it's not. It's a chronic sign that they need to be aware of.
And so in the last eight minutes of the show, let's just talk about the women. So what are some of the signs that you see in women? I'm thinking it's probably going to be withdrawn. Maybe they're a little bit – they could both go from one extreme to the other. Maybe they're withdrawn and frigid, and they don't like to be touched, or they don't like sex. Or on the other side of the coin, a woman may be promiscuous and just really go overboard with sex. So what do you see – some of the adult behaviors in women who have been victims of childhood sexual abuse?
Again, also for women, they're more emotional. Their responsiveness has to do with more irritability. They can experience anger, also poor concentration. Especially when they have kids, they tend to just look at the child while their child is speaking to them, and they're not even functioning right as to what the child is saying to them. So they could also experience nightmares as well, just as much as a man can. They also experience recurrent re-experiences of a drama through a nightmare or through a certain place that they have been to in the past, and here they are again in the future. So that could bring back a lot of bad experiences they have gone through.
Yeah, that's very good. That's a very good point. So the message that I want you to take away from this discussion today for everyone is, one, parents, guardians, and adults, please be aware of any red flags or behavior within your child that could signal there may be something going on. And for the adults who have been victims from their childhood, please know that don't feel ashamed, don't feel bad, don't feel like you did anything wrong, it was your fault, it's not your fault, it's never the child's fault, it's always the predator's fault. The predator has issues that never were resolved within themselves, and so they look for young victims because it's a control thing. A lot of times it's not even about the sex that they're trying to get from the child. It's about a control thing. They just want to control the individual. So understand, guardians, that if you see any of these red flags, like as Isabel said, withdrawn, acting out, anxiety, not doing well in school, not wanting to eat. So there's so many different things. Only you know your child. And if your child is acting in any manner different from what he or she typically acts, then that's a red flag. We've got to pay attention. We've got to be in tune with our children and know what's going on with them so that we can save them and get these numbers down, because these statistics are alarming. And as we both stated, Isabel and myself both stated early in the show, that they are rising daily. They're rising hourly. And if you look at the history over the past 25 years, from 25 years up through today, it has been almost a 200% increase in the number of cases that this is happening. So, and incest is right along with it. I mean, it's not just someone that you know, a family friend or something like that. Incest is really, really, really also rapidly growing, where, you know, stepfathers are abusing their stepdaughters. And even in the case of biological fathers, maybe abusing their daughters, and biological mothers, maybe abusing their sons. So it's a serious, serious topic, and that's exactly why we're talking about this today, because it's something that I'm very passionate about. And over the next few weeks, we are going to feature many experts, PhDs and doctors, and many experts such as Isabel on this topic, because we want you guys to be aware, we want you to be knowledgeable, and the only way to fix a problem is to face it, find it, face it, erase it, and replace it with a healthy new life, healthy behaviors, a healthy mindset, so that you can have the life that you want, because you deserve that. So, Isabel, I want to thank you for the discussion today. We're coming up on our last few minutes of the show, and I'd like for you to give just some closing remarks and just some closing tips and encouragement for everyone who's listening, whether it be parents or the actual adult survivor themselves.
My best suggestion is, like, as you said before, we do encourage those who have experienced child abuse, sexual abuse. It's a sad statistics there, but if you could please seek out some professional help. We here at YNA Interventions, we do help out those who have been abused. If you want to check out our website, yainterventions.com, we do offer help, and we also offer a program for our kids and adults, Spill Your Guts program, where we could talk about things. If you have someone you really need to speak to, we're there for you. If you just want to vent, we're there for you. We also conduct moral recognition therapy. We can also help you in matters of that. And even if you don't want to try YNA interventions, there are other people out there who can encourage you to reach your goals.
Absolutely. And give that website one more time, Isabel.
Well, the website is yainterventions.com. And we do also offer programs that are conducted in Spanish in case we encounter an individual or a family group of people who are bilingual. We're there to help as well. So if you look into our program, you will see what is our vision and our future goals would be. So we're there to help you. Just give us a call, and if you decide to give us a call, the first 15 minutes are free, and, you know, everything is 100% confidential. That you can guarantee on us.
Outstanding, outstanding. And I am definitely an advocate for this problem. I have seen it destroy lives, destroy relationships. And when you destroy lives, relationships, and households, you destroy communities, you destroy the society, and we cannot build a positive world unless we all take a stand and become an advocate for this very, very seriously growing stigma, this seriously growing issue that is just totally taking over our young people and our adults. So thank you very much, Isabel. You have really been wonderful. We've appreciated all your information. Check out her website. Also, go to my website. I will have information about YNA interventions and other resources that you could have to help you with this problem. So we are going to continue with this theme, and we're going to continue with this discussion coming up next week and within the next several weeks. And if you have any questions in the meantime, please reach me, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at chollowayhill.com. And we will make sure you get the help that you need. Thank you very much. We're going to sign off for now. We really appreciate you joining us this evening. And we will see you this time next week, again, on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone.